So our scripture reading for this week is coming from the book of Ephesians, from chapter 5. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Be careful then how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time because the days are evil. So do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, singing and making melody to the Lord in your hearts, giving thanks to God, the Father, at all times and for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we've been talking these last few weeks about our calling as Christians to live out a kind of resistance to the ways of the world, to not just be conformed to the patterns of this world. The world will tell you how to live if you let it. We can be so easily swept up into the currents of this world, slip back into the spirit of the world, when we're called to live differently, to be different in the world. On this weekend of Thanksgiving for us, this idea, this offers a somewhat unique and important perspective on all of it, I think. The Apostle Paul, in our scripture from Ephesians today, he weaves a series of instructions throughout this passage for us Christians, directions for us to live a certain way, act a certain way as people of faith. Don't be like this, he says. Be like this, one after another, to try to guide and instruct and direct the people into living the Christian life. And so Paul says, wake up, sleeper, he says. Be careful then how you live. Make the most of the time. Be filled with the Spirit. Give thanks to God at all times and for everything. Paul gives all these instructions in his usual fairly direct fashion. He wants it to be clear, the importance of our call, this call that's upon us as Christians. So he's instructing us, not asking. It's important to Paul, clearly, for Christians to live into this way of life. Because as he said, the days are evil, he says. This age, these days are evil, he says. So be careful how you live. Make the most of your time. Be filled with the Spirit. Give thanks to God at all times. Paul is making this point again, here in Ephesians. We're called to stand in resistance to the ways of the world around us, to not conform to the patterns of this world. In these ways that he's instructing us, we stand against the patterns of this world in the way that we live. The days are evil, Paul is writing here. And I have to say, this is not the kind of message that I really normally want to share. It's a little dark, a bit apocalyptic for me. And I think of certain red-faced preachers yelling about the evil ways of humanity and about the upcoming end of the world as we know it. But there is something in this kind of message that Paul, too, here has his finger on. A message that I think we need. And that there is an urgency, this message. There is an urgency for us as humans on this earth. We don't just have all the time in the world. We have only so many days. Our days are numbered. And so there is an urgency to stepping into this way of life that Paul is encouraging here. It's important now for us. And in this age we're living in, to live as we're called to live as Christians. Be careful how you live, he says. Make the most of your time. Wake up, sleeper. He begins this passage. In our our Wednesday night life group, we've been studying about our different personalities that we all kind of have, that we bear, trying to gain a little wisdom about ourselves and each of our unique personalities. And I'm discovering that a struggle for myself in particular, but really for so many of us, is that we can start to somewhat fall into our trance-like tendencies. We can start to in some ways kind of fall asleep to life around us. Because life is hard, because the world can be hard to live in, sometimes it can be wearing, and so we can tend to find ourselves in a kind of pattern of falling asleep to life, letting it happen to us. We can seek ways, instead of really living, ways of escaping that difficulty, ways of numbing ourselves to life and what can be the sometimes hard realities of it. Paul says, wake up, sleeper. Wake up. Be careful how you live. Make the most of the time. Give thanks in all things. And I can't very well claim to be, as Paul is saying, filled with the Spirit, if I am asleep to my life and the world around me. If we're escaping into something else, somewhere else, the problem is that we then miss the real joy. We miss the real goodness that God has to offer in this world and this life for us. We miss a Spirit-filled life. The days may be evil, as Paul says, but we have only these days. We have only these days that we are given. This is the time that we are given. We have only these days. And the only way to redeem our time, to make the most of our time, is in taking hold of this time that we have, tasting, savoring the life that is given us, and giving thanks to God, who is the giver of all good things. If we are truly awakened, if we are living carefully, then we won't be stumbling sleepily along with the rest of the world, but be Spirit-filled, life-embracing people. One of the ways of the world, one of the patterns of this world that Paul is trying to correct in us is a kind of ingratitude, a sense of entitlement within us. And there's often discussion about this generation or that generation being especially entitled, and we can have that opinion of others. But the truth is, I think, is that this is a human problem. This is a spiritual problem, one that generation after generation, in one way or another, we can struggle with. One theologian said that really the default mode for us as a human race is entitlement, he said. And the more we think we're entitled to, the less we'll be grateful for. And so here's Paul. He's writing yet another letter from his prison cell, saying again, give thanks to God in all things. Give thanks to God, whatever your circumstances. The days may be hard. The days may be evil, as Paul says, but these are the days. These are the days that we have, that we've been given, and they are precious, a gift. I read that there are two birds that fly over the deserts in the U.S. And one is the hummingbird, and the other is the vulture. And the vultures are flying over, looking to find the dead and the rotten meat of the desert. That's what they're flying. That's what they're looking for. And so that is what they find. Hummingbirds, instead, they're looking for the colorful blossoms. They're looking for the life blooming on the desert plants. And ultimately, each of these birds, they find what they're looking for. We all do, really. We find what we're looking for. The other day, my son Ollie, he was praying at lunchtime, and I was running late getting home, and so Stephanie, she wrote it all out for me, and she texted it to me, so I have it forever, you know. And this prayer she texted me that Ollie prayed, and usually when we sit down at the table, we'll all hold hands, and we'll close our eyes, and then he starts, "Thank you, God, for dinner and going to school," and so on. But this time it was "Thank you, God, for beautiful pictures on the wall. Thank you, God, for grapes." And Stephanie, she said she kind of peeked up, and she watched as he was eyes wide open, looking all around the room for things to say thank you to God for. "Thank you, God, for water bottles." And then he ended it, "and Jesus." And sometimes really I think that is the way that we've got to do it. We got to look around. We got to open our eyes wide open, wake up, pay attention, look around it, and give thanks for what we see. We've got these gracious gifts of God all around us. We've been blessed beyond belief. If we will awaken ourselves, open our eyes to see them. As Thornton Wilder put it, he said, "We can only be said to be alive in those moments when our hearts are conscious of our treasures." We can only be said to be alive when our hearts are conscious of our treasures. It is a gift to the world. It is a gift to this world and in this age we're living in. It is a responsibility that we bear to live in such a way that communicates to the world. There's another way. There's another way of living, another way of thinking as one filled by the Spirit of Christ. There's another way of life entirely. Being a people awake, alive, filled with the Spirit, it is a gift for the world. Being a people living in thanksgiving, giving thanks to God at all times. This speaks loudly in the world we're living in about our most gracious God, the giver of all good things. A guy that I went to college with was one of the speakers at a conference that Stephanie and I went to. And he told us a story about him and his dad. About how growing up, his dad was really this really pretty grumpy guy. Really grumpy guy, and he wasn't getting any better with age at all. Kind of wasting away his years in this really kind of sorry state of mind. And it wasn't that he was mean or a bad man. He was tired all the time from work, just down and grumpy. And so he honestly, this guy, a friend of mine, said he honestly didn't have great memories of his father and his home life. He loved him, but he was kind of past all of that. And then one year, a couple of years ago, he asked something of his father. He said, "Dad, I'd like you to try something with me for a month, just for a month, every week. Can we both send each other 20 things, just 20 things, 20 blessings, and send them to each other?" And because his dad loves him, he agreed. And so they would go and they would write out an email to each other, 20 things every week. And the first week, the things were pretty generic, family and food and house to live in. And then the next week, it was a little deeper, a little more meaningful. And later, his mom called him up, and he said, you wouldn't believe your dad. Every day, he leaves the computer on in the other room with his email up, and whenever he thinks of something, he'll run into the other room, into the computer room, and write down that little blessing. He's running back and forth all day, every day. At the end of the month, his dad called him, and he told us, holding back tears, that over the phone, his dad finally broke down, and he said, I want to thank you for making me do this. I'm so sorry And I'm so thankful we did this. I'm excited to get up in the morning. My morning coffee somehow tastes just a little better. I'm happy to go to work and come home and do it all again. I'm so blessed, he said. But you know, he said, we really got to keep going. Really got to keep going with this. Let's go the whole year. And so now he said his dad can still get tired and still get a little grumpy here and there. But really, it's like he's not the same person at all. A new person entirely. He has come alive now to the life that he's living. We are called as a people of faith to come alive, to be spirit-filled, life-filled people of God, making the most of our time, giving thanks to God in all things, with eyes wide open to the many blessings of God before us. May we have the eyes. May we have the hearts to see them and give thanks to God. Amen.